Regional Roofing, this is Amber.
Good morning. Is this Regional Roofing, you said, Inc.?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Hi, Amber.
Regional Roofing, Inc.
Hi,
good
Amber.
Good morning.
Good morning. I know it's pretty early here on the West Coast. my name's John. I don't know if you remember me. I spoke with you in May about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results.
Yes. I mean, I to be honest, I've gotten a lot of phone calls about that same thing.
Uh-huh.
That they've been calling me like every day.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I did see one of my reps tried to reach out to you recently, actually.
Yes.
And then you also spoke with another supervisor here on the 8th. Paul Gordon, I believe it was.
Yeah, I spoke with somebody not that long ago, yeah.
Yeah, he sent you an email, he said, and they had a quote in there. It was like $398, I think, the first payment, and then $299 each month after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's actually been a while since I spoke with you, but I did see that you've been contacted a few times. what's been holding you guys back? Is it the cost usually, or?
I mean, the cost is kind of a little steep, like $300 a month, you know what I mean? Like, for
yeah.
that, I mean, that is a little steep, but we've been really busy with, like, work and stuff like that, and we've gotten, like, our name out there, which is, like, word of mouth and jobs that we've done and people that we know. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of why I've been, like, a little hesitant on it, and especially coming, like, into winter and stuff, like, we picked up work, you know, working, doing sub work for another roofing company as well, too. So we've been pretty busy. So I just feel like at this time, I'm not really interested in spending the money on doing that right now. I'm not, like, rolling it all out together, but I just feel like us being our first year starting and only having about, like, 4 or 5 months into it, I feel like next year might be a better start for us just because, you know, we're coming into winter, work's probably going to slow down a little bit, and I really don't want to spend any extra money, you know what I mean, like, during that time.
Well, I will say for the Google search results, they actually do pick up, because we're in California,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not like it's usually
right.
a blizzard outside, but
right.
it does rain, I know that, and we definitely could use it, hopefully it rains a lot.
Right, yeah.
But usually that's when people find out, you know, that they got a leak or they got
right,
leak.
Absolutely.
So the search volume is pretty consistent, actually. But obviously, you know, word of mouth is going to die down. People are going out less. People get
right
like that. So
right.
You know, I can understand 100% when you're like, hey, I don't want to spend money on it if I don't know if we could use it. What if I could? What if I could lower that monthly cost down? Is it something that you could see a value maybe giving a shot on a month-to-month basis so that way you can evaluate it rather than maybe just kind of assume that it's not going to work? Cause,
right.
I mean,
what is the monthly payment going to be? Because, you know, like going into winter and like say if we do slow down, like, I mean, we still have a ton of bills to pay aside from just like the company, like the general liability, you know what I mean? Like the commercial insurance we got to obviously still keep up on. And
yeah,
then all of our
asset.
Other daily.
This is an asset. This is not a liability. Okay. I want to make
right.
that very, very clear. This is going to, like, my dad has a painting company down in Long Beach, California. So he covers most of LA County. And his profit margins went through the roof the second we started doing this, because we'd have one guy call us and go, hey, I got two upstairs rooms and a bathroom I want painted. And then the very next call, I got a guy that wants us to do the whole house, inside and outside.
Right.
So you're going from a $600 job to a $10,000 job. You know,
right.
We're calling the first guy back going, hey, well, something popped up with our scheduling. We did something wrong.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, reschedule that a little bit.
Yeah, so it's an asset because it's putting you in a position where you're right in everybody's pocket. But as far as, like, cost, I mean, if you wanted to come on board, we had you quoted, or Paul had you quoted in an email at $299 with a $99 setup fee. I can waive the setup fee, and I can reduce the cost monthly down to just $249. So that'll save you another $150 off the initial investment, and then each month moving forward, it'll stay $249. Won't go up on your change. I'm telling you, if you could pair this, it won't take you longer than a month. If you could pair it to Home Advisor, this is a no-brainer for you. Long-term marketing.
Dude,
solution.
Like the whole Home Advisor thing, like not to be like, you know, to frown on that, but it's like, I signed up with them too.
I frowned on it all day. My dad
yeah,
got
I just, yeah. I can't deal with it. Yeah, I literally, like, I get these leads, and they're, like, not even considered leads, I guess, like, just because they ding my phone. You know,
well,
I contact the people, they don't answer, or they've already got somebody else out trying to, you know. And
yeah, because they sell the one lead to, like, five people, and it's messed up. They put themselves on Google, so they have a listing underneath the local guys. Well, we're talking about
listings. But how are they even able to do that?
They pay Google $6.5 million a month. And then when they get a lead,
so then,
when they do it all over the country. So when they get a lead in your area, though, for roofing, they'll sell it to you for like $50 and five other guys. So they get $250 off that one lead, and then only one of you gets the job. Sometimes none of you. So
because they don't want to set it up. They don't want to like set up more than like one. Like, so I would be assuming, like, if I were looking for a roofer and I went on Home Advisory and did whatever, Angie's Leads, whatever they call it, and, you know, do a request for, like, an asphalt roof replacement or whatever it is, like,
you
I would be interested in, you do, but then it's like they only, I feel like they only want to set up one because they're like, oh, we already got somebody coming out, and I'm like, okay, well, don't you want to get, like, you know, at least two or three estimates so that way maybe we can beat their price, you know what I mean?
Smart person,
but,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's been crazy because, like, I look at my bank account and I'm like, shoot, I keep pausing the Angie's Leads. I keep pausing it because, like, this morning, it just literally, this morning, it rang my phone at 6:30 for a lead because I've had it paused up to 2 weeks, and I guess today it, like, or went off or whatever. And so then I'm like, damn, I look at the lead, it's $150 they're going to charge me for this lead. I contact this person, leave a voicemail, don't hear anything back. Now I'm going to be charged $150 for this. So then I just immediately went back on there and paused the lead because if I don't, they're going to be racking up two or three of those. Next thing you know, I'm going to be paying $500 for stuff I didn't get, you know?
Yeah, they took advantage of my dad. He's 60 years old. And he's just not checking text messages. He's not doing it. Like, it's just,
that's
why he has me do his marketing, you know? They sent him, like, 12 leads in a day. It was like $1,000. It was a little over that, actually. And then when I actually caught on to everything that was going on, it was a couple weeks later, there was, like, $3,500. Then they tried to send him to collections because we told them we weren't paying it. Yeah, so I found this thing. The FTC's been investigating them. I'll text it to you, too. But I reported fraud and actually got the stuff removed from his credit. And then also he got reimbursed about half the lead fees.
That's amazing. Yeah, because I tried to get back
credit.
A lot of it.
That's the thing. So, like, oh, we'll give you more leads. Like, no. Yeah, I was like, this is an elderly guy. I mean, he's 60, but he's in really good shape. But I played it off as like, So,
like, you're taking advantage of this poor little old man. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty huge, but it was pretty bad. So I texted you that link though. There's a tab at the top. You can report fraud. Hopefully, you know, they reimburse you guys for that. But that's exactly what I'm saying is like, hey, this is $249 for the whole month. It's month to month. If you're not happy, you can cancel the service, but you don't have to worry about disputing leads. You don't have to worry about putting your leads on pause.
So what is this?
You're not paying for lead.
So, like, what is this? And this is just to be placed on Google or what?
Yeah, like, are you near a computer? Or do you have a
not right now.
If you just
I do have
in,
a smartphone, yeah.
Yeah, if you just typed in roofer, like if you're a customer or like roof repair near me, there's a map that pops up, and then Google's going to recommend three businesses. It's called the Google Places placement. That's where we're talking about listing you. That's what we've been emailing you about and everything. So the customers can just call you directly. You don't charge per lead or anything like that. Like, if they're on a mobile device and they just click on you, it calls. There's a little phone icon. There's a website.
Uh-huh.
You know, we hyperlink your website to it. So if they just click it, it calls you directly as a live call. And you're
so
only
now
paying
if
for
there's,
the placement.
Okay, so if... Right. Okay, so then if they are sending... If somebody Googles, like, you know... just like roofing companies, like, are we going to be listed on there? Like, they'll see Regional Roofing Inc.
Yeah, exactly. There's Alex Perez Roofing.
Yes, I've
Roofing.
Seen all them. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and then we could also get you guys into the Google Guarantee down the line too. You know, obviously we have to have like a couple months of like seeing how things go, make sure you're getting good reviews. But that's a $2,500 insurance policy that Google provides to the homeowner on every job that you go out on from that. And they'll guarantee you a certain amount of leads and exclusive leads if you're interested in that. But
I think this will definitely blow anything that you have going with Home Advisor out of the water, and you'll be able to cancel them without losing any sleep.
Right. I think I want to cancel them anyways because, like, I'm just, like, look at my bank account. I'm like, oh, my God, they just took $416, like, on two leads that they sent me, and I never even, like, came into contact with these homeowners, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's not bad if you're getting the jobs, you know what I mean? 416.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna be honest, like, so we've done, like, since we signed up with Angie's Leads, we've probably done, like, 20 estimates, maybe 20, I'd say probably about 20, yeah, 20 estimates, and literally we got, so this lady, she needed a roof repair. We went, we looked at it, we were like, okay, look, like, you need a roof replacement. It was two layers, like, the roof was shot, so we were just like, look, we can do a patchwork, but, you know, it's going to cost you more money to do the patchwork as far as, like, because we can't guarantee that because this roof is shot and you need a new roof. So she held off for about a month. We didn't do any repairs on it. Because she knew that she needed a new roof. Then she called us back about a month and a half later after she had, you know, family leave from out of town, and we did the roof. So that was one job that we got from Angie's Lead. And then we got this other older gentleman, but it was literally like maybe a 10 by 12 shed in the back that he wanted a roof on. So we did that, super happy, gave positive reviews on Angie's Lead. He was super, super happy. But it was like, we can't make a living off of roofing sheds, okay? Like, and the total cost was like $500, you know what I mean? Because it was like, you know, nothing really at all. So it was like out of all 20 of those were the two that we actually landed like some type of work from. The rest have been like, you know, just estimates, or they're just shopping around, or like a good half of them not even getting into contact with them, leaving them voicemails, emails, no return call back, or they've got somebody else lined up.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
That sticks out to me when you say like 20 leads and they're like 100 to 150 a pop. I mean, you're talking $2,000 to $3,000 in a short period of time.
Right.
You know, at $249 on a month-to-month basis, I mean, you're spending less than that for the whole year. So it's like, even if you ran this for a whole year, the first job we get you is going to offset the whole cost, and it's considered a business expense. You could write it off here in a couple months.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, listen, that's nice. I like that. So you said if we did this, you would waive the three-something startup?
No, I'll waive the setup fee. So they had you...
What is the setup?
They already gave you a huge discount. Paul did. So it was originally $299, and it was with a $99 setup fee. So the way they had you quoted, it would have been $398 the first month and $299 every month after. I waived the setup fee and I reduced the monthly cost by $50. So it'd be $249.
So what would I be paying?
$249 out the door, and then each month moving forward that you want to stay with us, it'll stay $249 and won't go up or change.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be able to knock out a Facebook ad for you in that too, because we're in the process of becoming a Meta partner. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
How that's going to go, but they give us like these $100 that we could put towards Facebook advertising for you too. So I don't think that's going to be like a huge thing, but I just figure I'd mention it. We'll create a Facebook business profile for you, and we'll put ads on that as well. So just another platform to help you generate leads. But.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. I mean, I'm definitely interested in that because obviously like when people search up, like, you know, they get a roof leak and they're just like, because I know with me, if something goes wrong, I'm just like on Google, like, you know, pest control or whatever the case may be, right?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Like, I just kind of go down the line a little bit for like the first couple of them and make the calls. Obviously, like I look at the five stars, if there's three stars, four stars, whatnot. So that's what I was going to ask next. Like, if we're placed on there, like, is there like a star rating or is there?
Oh, yeah. So there's an account dashboard and tracking system that you have where you can log into it. We send it over to you with like a YouTube video too that shows you how to use it. It's like 7 minutes long. But you can go in there and you can see everybody that's called you from the mobile devices. And then obviously you can leave or you can request a review. So you can you go into your tracking system, you request review, and it sends them a nice little text message asking about their experience and if they could write a review. So we try to build those up. And then we also have review monitoring for you too. So if somebody writes something bad, you know, we give you opportunity to dispute it before it's actually published. That's why you notice those guys that are up there, the reviews always look really good. So we take
Right, right.
yeah, we take your side on it, you know, even though they...
So does Alex Perez and them and NorCal Roofing and all them, do they pay like this
exactly.
to see where they're at?
Yes, exactly. They would have to be working with a premier Google partner. That's the thing that we've been constantly going back and forth and continuing to contact you, because from our perspective, we understand what you're already using now. It's not a cold call. We're like, hey, this is like your ideal for us. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And the chances of success are a lot better. Even on something month to month and discounted, the reason we keep going, hey, we'll drop the price, is because this is more of an investment for a long-term business relationship. If it ends up working the way we anticipate it working, then this might turn into a $500,000 a month account later down the line once you start hiring some guys and we grow your business.
Right. Okay. I mean, yeah, definitely. There's no other way to be placed on Google other than paying.
Yeah, that's how it is now, because Google, I mean, they used to have SEO companies back in the day that were just strictly doing search engine optimization, but Google caught on to that. They're basically making money off of Google's product, and business owners are getting rich off Google's product. So if you actually looked it up now, Google Ads and Google Places placements make up for 83% of Google's total income down there in Mountain View.
Right.
So this is how Google gets paid. It's business.
So then I will not be like on the fifth page of Google, right? Because I definitely don't want to do that.
It's first page. We don't even call out unless we have the first page placement available. It's got to make
sense. Oh, okay. Because I'm like, yeah, I don't want to be like just placed on there. But like, because realistically, like when you Google something, like, yeah, sometimes I'll go down the line and just keep looking and looking. But after a certain point, I'm just like, okay, I'm not hitting like next, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 90% of searches start and stop on the first page. We also list you for 15 different keywords or search phrases at a time. So you won't just be up there for roofing contractor. If you want to do like roof repair, if you do asphalt shingle roofing, metal roofing, things like that, tile roofing, those are all specific keywords that we can have you listed for. And there's a system called Google Analytics. It's inside your tracking system, and it's free. You can also look it up anytime, but it shows you what people are searching for most in your industry and your area. So we don't have to guess on like what services we should list you for to get your phone ringing. You know, we know what people are searching the most in your industry, and then they'll have recommended keywords for you during your client interview, and you have final say on what you're listed for.
Oh, okay. So then we would be able to, like, they would say, like, you know, new, like, asphalt shingle roof, new roofs, re-roofs, tear-offs, whatever.
Exactly. Like, yeah, exactly. It's a customized targeted marketing strategy. So anybody searching within about a 30 to 40-mile radius of your business street address, Google will send you the postcard, or called a PIN verification, just to kind of verify where you are.
Okay.
That's how you get that little red dot on the map. But anything within like 30, 40 miles of that, and they type in one of the phrases that you're listed for. So they have to be in your area and looking up a service that you're specifically requesting to be found for. So that way when they call you, you know it's already qualified. Like, you don't need HomeAdvisor to pre-screen them. These guys are already on Google in your area, and they're looking for a service that you offer, and they picked you. Saw your website, you know. So those, it's a whole different type of lead, and it's a live human being. Instead of something that, like, you get texted and you have to, you know, try to chase down or call back.
Right, absolutely. Okay. I mean, I'm definitely interested in doing it.
And it's month to month. So don't overwhelm yourself with thinking that this is like, oh my gosh, $249 a month. You know, we're going 30 days at a time. So just focus on the first month. Obviously, we'll sit down, we'll evaluate the return, and then we'll take it step by step from there.
Okay, so is this going to be like an auto-debited thing that comes out monthly?
Yeah. I would have to set it up to auto-process. I can't manually process the transaction each month. So if I start you up today on the 20th, it would be set up to process each month on the 20th day at $249. And then we send that to you in writing with the invoice receipt.
Okay.
And I could adjust it too. So, like, I'll be your account lead. There's an account management team, obviously, that's going to help me with the fulfillment of your account. But if you wanted to make changes, or like, if you're, you know, if you just need a human element of like, hey, I'm going through this, can you push the billing a couple days? I help guys out all the time. I've been doing this for 10 years, you know, and everybody I work with is a business owner. And so.
Okay. So then, if I do this, how soon will we be on Google?
So the PIN verification is the biggest hurdle. The PIN verification, let me get to general idea here. You're still at the 62 or the 8268 Preston Way?
Yes, correct.
Okay, let me see. PIN verification is going to take 3 to 5 days. So it's today Tuesday. So you probably wouldn't get that until like Tuesday or Wednesday next week. Between now and then, we'll do all the legwork on the listing as far as like getting the client interview knocked out, and then sending out that PIN verification. So that, and then you already have your website up and running here. Let me just check this out. I actually haven't looked at your website. Oh, website's good. Yeah. So I mean, it takes 3 to 5 days in order to get you PIN verified. Once you're PIN verified, you'll be able to start seeing yourself. We already have the client interview knocked out, so we'll know where to go ahead and do the optimization. So there's a 5-digit number on the back of that that we're going to need from you. I will say this, month two is going to be more profitable than month one because you won't have a week setup period. But you'll still be able to see return on investment in the first month, especially with the kind of work that you do. I mean, if we nail down one or two new jobs just in that first month, it's going to be, you know, huge return on investment numbers at 249. You'll have a 10-to-1 ROI at that point, or maybe even 20.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess, I mean, I keep telling everybody no, but it's like at some point, we gotta pay to play, right?
Yeah, I mean, you didn't start up your company so people right down the street can't find you, you know?
Right. No, I know. That's why I was just like, man, like, I hate paying, but I know, like, my husband tells me, he's like, dude, like, you gotta pay to play. Like, you wanna be out there, you gotta be out there. Like, you gotta pay.
Yeah, I had to explain this to my dad. He's like 60 years old and has been telling me that my whole life.
Right.
But I still had to like sit him down. Like, it's 2022, you know. If you're not showing up online, then you're offline, and that's why you're not getting calls and not getting the business, you know.
Yeah, exactly, absolutely. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't need to really hold out any longer, I don't think.
Yeah, you're gonna love it. I'm telling you, it's the best decision you'll make.
I just get so like weary about things. I'm sorry, my two little ones are fighting in the back seat. I dropped my other kids off at school.
I have two boys. They're 1 and 3, so I already know how it is.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Mine's 2, going to be 3 November 1st, and then the other one's 4, going to be 5 January. So they're like, it's like having twins, and it's like, they'll be so good and so quiet in the car, and the moment that the phone rings or I'm on it with important stuff, they scream, and it sounds like chaos and a madhouse.
Isn't it crazy how the second one always just comes out freaking nuts?
My God, you're telling me, like, it's horrible.
The first one's so calm and just so relaxed from hanging out with mom and dad all the time by himself, and then the little one,
yeah.
Tornado. Yeah.
It's all, yeah, seat of Chucky for sure.
Yeah,
I'm like, what happened?
April of 21, and he was already running around at like 9 months, so.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah,
I'm like, I have 4, you know, so my oldest is 14. My daughter, she'll be 9 in December, and then I've got the 2-year-old and the 4-year-old, but it's like the two older ones, like, they just chill. Like, they're just at that age, you know, they just want to do their own thing, hang out in their room, their iPads, they're, you know, self-sufficient, but these two, it's like, I got to take them everywhere with me, and it's like, God, trying to conduct business with them, it's like, it's nuts.
I was freaking out yesterday. We were, like, looking under the couch and everything, because I came home, and I put those, like rubber stoppers off Amazon on the corner of the coffee table, and he eats them. Like, he literally will, like, bite it off while he's watching his little baby bums on YouTube. And he'll, be gnawing on the table. And I got home, and, like, two of them were gone. And we couldn't find them. Like, we're like, did he swallow them? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
We were freaking out. We were, like, looking under the couch everywhere. And then we found one, but there's still one just mystery gone.
One's missing still, yeah. I know how that is, totally. Like, I'm just,
like,
oh.
Do we take him to the hospital?
Let's go. We need an X-ray to see if he ate it.
Yeah. And it's like, okay.
I know.
Still alive. He wasn't crying or anything. So, yeah.
Right.
Something else.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's fun and memorable, but darn, man. Sometimes it's a crazy thing.
Yeah, the first couple of years are precious, though. You know, there's so much going on. We're already getting them ready for Halloween and stuff, so we're getting excited.
Oh, yeah, same. Yeah, exactly. My kids love it. Like, they're already decorating, like, their rooms with, like, fall and Halloween stuff. And
yeah, they want to be Monsters, Inc., so they want to be Mike and Sully.
Oh, that's
well, the oldest one wants to see Mike and Sully. The youngest one doesn't have a say, so.
Right. I have to get stuck with it.
Yeah, I'm like, it is what it is. You're too small.
My 4-year-old, my baby shower was in Monsters, Inc., and then I think it was his first or second Halloween, he was Sully.
Oh, yeah, I love Sully.
Yeah, warm and, you know, keep them bundled up in. So, yeah, that was Monsters, Inc. Sully deal.
Yeah, they always fight over the TV right now. It's kind of nuts because one of them wants to watch, like, Little Baby Bums is his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other one's, like, all into Disney already. So, it's like, yeah. It's like they're fighting over Disney Plus or YouTube, and they're just going at it. Yeah.
So. This is how these two boys are. It's how on wheels, let me tell you. Like,
yeah, I got to set one upstairs and one downstairs.
Yeah, you got to separate them. And then one of them wants my personal cell phone, then the other one's like, Mom, I want your work phone. And I'm like, dude, I can't give you my work phone because I want YouTube. They're wanting the phone.
Yeah, my youngest thinks the phone's a game. He'll, like, grab it and go run, and he's really great at getting away, and he's so fast.
Mm-hmm.
He'll, like, go climb under the bed, and I, like, once I get under there, he just pops out, takes off. I'm like, oh.
Gotcha.
He thinks it's a game. Yeah, he thinks it's a game of tag. It's the funniest thing. He'll be cracking up, laughing at me, and the phone's ringing. I'm like, it's been a minute.
I know, my kids get sick, I get so frustrated, but it's like, what else can you do, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they keep me on my toes, they keep me young.
Yeah, absolutely. Well then, so, okay, I guess I'll do it, but, so obviously I give you my information now, and then you run the payment, and then that's when everything gets set up. So I'm going to use business account for this.
Okay, but I need to schedule a client interview. So the client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. That's where they go over the keywords and then the service area, too, if there's, like, places that you just don't want to go.
Okay.
So, and then, obviously, they'll have, like, a set questionnaire of, like, 20 questions. So it's mostly, like, general knowledge information, not, like, I need you to hop on a computer or anything like that. But what's a good time where I can schedule that? I know you got the kids there.
Do I need to be by a computer?
No, it's all general. Like, I'm pretty sure you'll know it all off the top of your head.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because I've just got to thinking I'm going to be busy for the first half of the morning, but I mean, I'm in the car, so I can definitely take a call. Let's see,
I got 10 to 11.
10 to 11. Can you push it maybe just a little bit later? I've got a 9 o'clock doctor's appointment for my 4-year-old, and I just want to make sure I'm out of there in time to be able to dedicate, the focus on to the phone call.
No, yeah, I totally understand. Let me see. I got 11 to 12 I can do.
That's perfect.
It won't be with me, though. It'll be with a separate technician. Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I can do 11, or you said 11 to 12, right?
Yeah, it'll be between 11 and 12. So the reason it like that is in case the previous call goes over, or if you have any extra questions during the call, we want to make sure we have.
Yeah, I have time to get it all through. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that works.
So I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the Regional Roofing Inc. 22@gmail.com.
Okay.
And then I will also send a text. It's an automated message, actually, that I'm setting up. So it's just going to text you 1 hour before, just as a reminder. I know you'll probably be at that doctor's appointment. So if something pops up or changes, God forbid, you know, I know how doctor's appointments can be sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I should be out of there, though. I definitely should be out of there within, 30, 45 minutes, I would say, just a regular checkup, and he's, you know, kind of first on when they open, so it's going to be bad. But, so you're going to waive that $99 thing, so I'm only going to be paying the $249 to start, and then moving forward thereafter, it's going to be the $249. It's not going to go up, and it's month-to-month basis.
Exactly.
You can cancel at any time, but I don't think I will, because, I mean, I've been doing this being home advisor, and I keep saying I'm going to cancel it, but I really do need to cancel it.
Right, and then when you do that, you also have to fill out the form that I sent you. At the top, it'll say report fraud, and see if they can get you reimbursed.
Okay, so I have to do that you're talking for the home advisor, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's separate from us, but if you are going to cancel it, or when you cancel it, I'm not telling you have to, okay? Well, the calls are recorded. They don't want me doing that.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, if you do, that's what happened with my dad. He got, like, almost $3,500 back, so.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's awesome.
That link will tell you, actually, it's pretty crazy. So it says, FTC charges Home Advisor, Inc., Obviously, you know, the FTC is like the Federal Trade Commission. Right. But it says, with cheating businesses, including small businesses seeking leads for home improvement projects, it says they've been under investigation since 2014 for misrepresenting the quality, the source of the leads, and the likelihood they would result in actual jobs. There's like a
right.
big, yeah, there's a big report on it. So it, there's almost 10,000 businesses that have reported fraud over the last four, or since 2014, so the last like 8 years.
Wow, yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah, and they're a $1 billion company, so they can afford to reimburse you because they got that billion by pretty much just ripping people off.
Right, yeah. I'm gonna, I've been needing to, too, because my husband gets the alerts, too, like on his phone when he's at work, you know, because he's the roofer. So,
yeah.
Like, when he texts me this morning, he's like, I thought you canceled Angie's leaves. I was like, well, I temporarily paused it, but I was like, I guess I forgot that the pause, like, was undone since of, like, midnight last night.
Yeah,
so
they unpause it out of nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they flip right when they unpause it. It's like, damn, they flip a lead out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, they sent him, like, 12 in the same, the first day it unpaused. It was, like, a bunch of them. And he doesn't check text messages. Like, he still has, like, a flip phone. And he dials
yeah,
phone
yeah,
numbers.
So you know that he's, like, not even getting any of those, like.
Yeah, he knows, like, three numbers off the top of his head, and he has a flip phone. He doesn't text at all. So
wow, yeah.
Yeah, like, he's super old school with it. He just never got past that point. So, like, he has, like, me, my sisters, and my mom. That's about it, you know?
Right, so, right.
All right, so I'm going to create the profile. I have most of the information. I just want to verify. What's your last name, Amber?
It's Cuellar. It's C-U-E-L-L-A-R.
Okay. Okay. Right. Then I got the phone number. Primary line of contact, 916-871-0388.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Did you want to add your spouse just as, like, an additional line of contact? Not for customers, but, like, if we can't get a hold of you or if he called in to have access to it and be able to make changes?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. What's his phone number?
It's 916-871-0386. Okay. I had to think about that because this is our work phone.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was like, you better know this. I'm very good. If I forgot that number, she would never let me live it down. Okay, what's his first name?
It's Jose, J-O-S-E.
Okay. J-O-S-E-C-U-E-L-L-A-R. Same?
Yes, same.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so I'm not going to bug him, but I just want to have him on file in case if he calls in, you know, he can make changes and he still has access to everything.
Okay, perfect.
As a co-owner.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And then last thing before I secure listing, how do you want the hours of operation displayed?
Hours of operation, I would say from like 8 to 5.
Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
You could do Saturday as well, too, but I have, on, like, my website, I have, I think it's 8 to 2 on Saturday.
Okay. I can adjust it, so I'll go.
Okay.
Monday through Friday, 8 to 2 on Saturday, and then Sunday closed?
Yeah, Sunday closed. I would like one day off.
Okay. Yeah, no, I hear you. I like 2, 3, 4,
I know,
two.
I would want big all week.
Yeah, especially with the boys at the age that they're at, I've been like, shit.
I
get as much time as I can off, please.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's important, you know.
Yeah. Coffee and going to the park is like a guilty pleasure. Okay.
Right.
All right, Amber. So I got everything squared away. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
I'm going to do it with my Visa debit card for my business account.
Okay. It's better that way, too, because we send you the invoice receipt, but at least if you already have the business account set up, you can just give it to your CPA and all your write-offs are right there.
Good. Perfect. That's what I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So you need to do it at that point. I think maybe the Home Advisor stuff you might be able to write off, too, as well. I don't know how they work.
Oh, right. I'm going to have to find out because, man, I spend a lot of money with them.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you can, actually, because if you did it on a business account, you know. Documented as a business expense, but is it under your name and the business name, or is it just say Regional Roofing Inc?
Regional Roofing. They don't have.
Okay.
I think it's just under Regional Roofing.
Okay. If not, it'll decline it if it's wrong, so we'll find out. Okay. Is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Or did you send me an email?
No. An email.
Or a text message?
Email or text message.
Wait, what are you talking about a digit, like the code?
Oh, no. It's for your card. I was saying there's 16 digits on the front of the card.
Oh, my business card.
Yeah. I was like, text, email. Not yet. We have to process the payment.
I'm like,
I'll get it to you here in just a second.
Right. Okay. Let me see. I was dealing with these little boys here. Distracting me. It's like, oh.
It's okay. I understand.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. So for the debit card, it's going to be... Okay, it's going to be 4427.
Okay.
4270.
70.
72. 31.
31.
77.
77.
30.
30. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
It's 07/27.
07/27, and then 3-digit code on the back.
316.
316.
God, did I just really do this? Ugh.
What happened?
I said, did I really just do this right now?
Well, oh, that's a good thing. You're talking about signing up for the first page placement? That's all good.
Yes, I am.
I didn't know if you spilled something or what, the way you said it. I was like, oh, what happened? You didn't, like, crash a car or something?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no. I'm like, this is a good thing. I mean, this is going to save you so much money, and just especially, like, just putting myself in your situation with the kids and everything, too. Like, the last thing you need to do is be waking up to multiple $150 transactions that don't go anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, so this will – I'm actually –
Hello? Hello?
Mom, I don't hear. Mom?
Hello? I forgot he had an appointment today, too.
Mom, I have a drink. I'm eating it. Mom.
Hello?
Amber?
Yes.
So sorry. I kicked the power strip and shut down my whole computer right now.
Oh, right? No. I was like, what happened?
I'm like, that's got to be, like, the most awkward situation ever after just having that, like, where we were at in the conversation, and then it just dropped. I was like, oh, my God.
Right.
I'm all, restart.
I was like, what happened?
Yeah, it has one of those, like, ancient power strips. I don't know why we still have one of those. Those ones with the little red, like, flip switch at the bottom of it, just
yes,
shut down,
yes.
Like me and three other reps, just with a flick of a toe. okay, so no, I was saying, it's a good thing for you. I do have to voice verify you too, just because of the discounts that I've applied. It was already discounted, and then I dropped it even more. So this is just going to outline the service agreement, and then I'm going to send this to you in writing right now, and then you'll basically be good to go until the client interview. Okay, so.
Okay, perfect. So what is Local Splash? Is that you guys?
Yeah, Local Splash. We're the Google partner. We're a premier Google partner, actually. So we're the highest rated Google partner in the industry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I was just wondering.
Oh, okay. I was like, I thought I said that at the beginning of the call.
I checked the email for the invitation for the client interview, and I just seen that it had Local Splash on there.
Oh, yeah. So it'll be from... The Local Splash client interview. So that's the company's name. Relevant Ads and then Google are the actual, like, parent companies that own it. So it's DBA Local Splash.
Okay.
All right. So I think they're going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing while I walk you through this. I'm turning on a recording, okay? So you're going to be on a recorded line. I'm going to get real formal with you for, like, 90 seconds. And then as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't understand, just stop me. Just be like, hey, John, what does that mean? I could rephrase it for you.
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Regional Roofing, Inc.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Amber Cuellar, and president.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm, you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Amber, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google-certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying that you have to cancel the Home Advisor thing, okay? They don't want us doing that. But it's basically saying, like, after today, if you're going to add something online, just touch base so that way I can make sure that you're not, like, paying for something that we're already doing for you in this Platinum package or, like, duplicating any of the listings online.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a duplicate. Google will contact us as, like, the host for your online business profile, and they'll tell us to, like, fix
it. This will actually be like Google. Like, we will be on Google.
Yeah, this is for first page placement on Google, but we're doing more than that for you, Amber. The quote that he had you on, so let me just kind of, since we're going to go over this part anyway right here. So originally this package was $499, and there was a $299 setup fee. Paul, you spoke with on the 8th, is one of my colleagues here. He emailed you guys, talked to you guys about it. It was $299 he got it down to with a $99 setup fee. So he shaved $200 off the monthly cost, and he reduced the setup fee for you. Then I came across it today, and I realized it's a cost thing, right? So and then I dropped it down to $249. So you're basically getting it's a package, but you're getting it for half price, and then I'm waiving the setup fee. In this package, it's this Platinum Bundle, you're on the first page of not just Google Places, but you're on the first page of Bing. It's called Bing Local, so you're a top 5 option on the Bing search engine also, because they use the Google platform to come up with their recommendations. And then it also has a directory submission that we put you on. So like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta, AOL, All Pages, Facebook Ads. it's basically an A to Z marketing campaign. Like, you shouldn't need anything else as far as online marketing is concerned.
If I go on Google, like, when this is all done and set up, I can type in roofing near me and regional roofing will pop up.
Exactly.
So it will.
Yep. For that and any of your 15 keywords, you'll be a top recommended option. So it's not just that one keyword. You get 15 keywords that you'll be able to hand select in your client interview.
Okay. I just want to make sure if somebody searches roofing in Sacramento or roofing near me, that Regional Roofing, Inc. will show up on there as, like, one of the roofing companies.
Yeah, that's 100% our main service. Like, we won't even contact you unless we have that. All the other things that we're doing for you are just added incentive in the package. So that way you're not running around with like 30 different bills floating around. You know what I mean?
Right.
That way everything online is just handled through Local Splash. Touch base with us if you need something done quickly. We have 24/7 customer service department, and I'll be here to assist you as well as the account lead.
Okay.
Yep. So don't worry.
So you guys are not actual, you guys are partnered with Google.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
So the companies that are up there now have to be working with a Google partner. Google doesn't actually handle these directly.
Okay.
Their Google partners handle all the Google Guarantee, Google Places, Google Ads. If you call them to sign up for Google Ads, they would let you do it, but you would have to do it. So now you're basically working like full time on hosting an ad when you should be focusing on answering leads or finishing jobs.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like you're basically getting a rep hired in-house, but Google wants the partners to host it because we're all Google-certified technicians, so that way we know it's working properly for you. Because if you're doing it yourself and it's not working, then you're going to cancel. They're going to lose money. So they want they want us to get in there and host it for you, make sure that you're making money, and that'll give them a reoccurring pipeline of revenue with your business.
Perfect. Okay, cool.
Yep. Yeah, we've been doing this for a long time. I've been in business since 2004. I've been here 10 years myself. I have two other companies outside of this, too. So my father and father-in-law both run a business that I technically own.
Right.
Yeah, but it was just because the spots opened up, and I knew that they had experience doing this. So I just bought the spots, and then I started sending them leads, and that's pretty much how I started both of those companies. But
awesome.
So still on the voice verification, it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's September 20th of 2022 in the discounted amount of $249 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the .com website for you. You already had your .com. That's why it was waived. Okay.
Yes.
Hold on 1 second. Because it shows that I waived all fees affiliated with a website on here to get the, help get the pricing even further down, but you already had a site, so.
Okay, perfect.
And it says, when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 20th day. It'll remain in the discounted pricing structure of $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It states here, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not binded to a contract, although we do recommend that you try it for at least a couple months when you first start out. It says there's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that if you do decide to continue or discontinue, excuse me. And then it says, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. So you should have a welcome text message and email. Did you get that text? It'll say, Amber, thank you for choosing.
Let me see. I got a email.
Oh, yeah. You'll get everything in writing. And then you'll also have our customer service line and my number attached to all of it too.
Okay, perfect. So I did get a few emails.
Yeah, so one of the texts or the email, it'll say like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. And it'll have like a link. It'll say like, click here.
Okay.
I didn't get
a text message.
You should have a text. It went through like 6 minutes ago, it says here.
Let me see.
From
877-635? Wait,
Okay. So it'll start out saying, like, Amber, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms. There's a link in there. And
there's only just a link.
Huh?
There's only just a link.
I don't think that's the right one. Is that the FTC thing?
Yes.
Yeah, no. That's for the Home Advisor thing that I was telling you to fill out. That's the Federal Trade Commission report. Now, the one we're looking for will say, Amber, thank you for choosing Local Splash, starting out.
Okay. I haven't got that one yet.
Okay. I know you got the baby there. So I just heard you go into the doctor's office. But there's going to be an outline of the agreement in writing there. They'll confirm at your client interview between 11 and 12 if it's not signed before then. But basically, once it comes in, you click on it. It'll have everything in writing at the bottom. It'll ask you to sign your first and last name.
Okay, perfect. So
if you can do that while you're at the doctor's office. If you're having any trouble with it, I sent you my direct number and extension. says, hi, this is John. So just feel free to call in. You can even text me out that line or you're at the doctor if you have any questions or anything like that. But, you know, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I know you got the baby there. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, call in. But other than that, just kind of look out for your PIN verification letter in the mail and then your client interview at 11.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
No problem. I'm looking forward to working with you. You have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.